Welcome to our once a week podcast entitled What's in a Hymn. It reflects on some of the hymns that God's people have sung for generations. Today on Easter Sunday, we reflect on the hymn Lo, in the Grave He Lay. This hymn was written by Robert Lowry, 1826 to 1899. He was a Philadelphia-born author and composer and a Baptist preacher. One Easter he was meditating on the scriptures and was struck by the words of the angel in Luke chapter 24, verses 6 and 7. He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spoke to you when he was still in Galilee, saying, the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again. Inspired by this scripture, he wrote both the words and the tune of this hymn. The hymn is unusual in that the chorus is more than twice as long as each verse, and it emphasises a very specific distinction between the verses and the chorus. The verses focus on Jesus in the grave and the anticipation of resurrection. The chorus declares the resurrection in all its triumph and victory. So verse 1 tells us that Jesus was only waiting for the right time to rise, waiting the coming day. Verse 2 tells us that all the burying of a dead Jesus was in vain. Vainly they watch his bed, vainly they seal the dead. And verse 3 tells us that death could not hold on to Jesus. Death cannot keep his prey. He, Jesus, tore the bars away. So the three verses say the same thing in three different ways. Death could not hold on to Jesus. And each verse anticipates the resurrection. The chorus, beginning with the words, up from the grave he arose, declares what the verses anticipate. It sounds a note of triumph and victory. So listen to these phrases. Up from the grave he arose, a mighty triumph o'er his foes. He arose a victor from the dark domain. He lives forever. Hallelujah, Christ arose. What great words of triumph. As Jim Packer once said, the victim of Calvary is now loose and at large. As if to emphasise this difference, the verses focusing on the grave and the chorus on the resurrection, the musical style of the verses and chorus is so different. The verses seem to plod along whilst the chorus surges up like a trumpet blast. Notice that each verse ends with the same statement, Jesus, my Lord. This surely recalls the early Christian affirmation, Jesus is Lord, that is there in Romans chapter 10. And this is significant because in the words of John Blanchard, the resurrection of Jesus demands not our applause, but our allegiance, not our compliments, but our capitulation. So a hymn on the resurrection should rightly end with our bowing the knee. Jesus, my Lord. Amen.